This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Three major companies in the energy business have big plans for the small town of Acushnet. The town, with a population of just over 10,000, is 50 miles south of Boston and not far from Buzzards Bay. It's the linchpin of a proposed $3 billion natural gas pipeline expansion project called Access Northeast. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports what's happening in Acushnet is a microcosm of community involvement as natural gas transforms the energy landscape across New England.
The parking lot of Century House in Acushnet is jammed. The entrance to the banquet facility on South Main Street glows from the lights of a sign mounted on the side of a truck. Pipelines are lifelines, it reads. Access Northeast means jobs. To this blue-collar community, that's a big draw. But it's not work that attracts the crowd this night. It's worries. Inside the main banquet room, it looks like a high school science fair. There are rows of poster boards propped up on easels and video screens on walls with maps and details of the Access Northeast project and artist renderings of the two giant gas tanks to be built in Acushnet. They'd be perhaps the largest on the East Coast, each bigger than the field in Gillette Stadium and taller than the stands. Barbara and George Mendonca from New Bedford live a mile and a half from the proposed site. So far, they don't like what they've heard about the project.
The reason why they want the pipeline is just to export gas. It's not going to help the homeowner.
The gas lines that are running now, if they were to go and block all the leaks, they wouldn't need the gas that they're going to bring in from this. It would be more gas than what they're bringing in just by plugging the leaks.
Dozens of employees with Spectra Energy, Eversource, and National Grid, the companies that want to build the $3 billion Access Northeast project, stand at the ready to answer questions and set the record straight. The gas for the project is for export, but not overseas. It'll be sent to electric generating plants around New England. And leaks? They're a problem for local distribution companies that use gas for heat, not the pipeline Access Northeast will use. Arthur Diestel is a spokesman with Spectra Energy.
We invited the entire town of Acushnet out to share information about the project and to answer questions. And do you want to step outside? Can you hear?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We leave the din of the banquet room to continue our conversation in a quiet coat closet. Diestel says the Access Northeast project will tap into the existing Algonquin Interstate Pipeline system and increase the capacity of the pipeline from Connecticut to Massachusetts so it can carry an additional billion cubic feet of natural gas from the fracking fields of Appalachia and provide a reliable supply to New England when demand for gas soars.
The capacity right now is currently all used by local distribution companies for heating and cooking. And on the coldest days of the year, power plants need access to that gas, and this is a tailored solution that utilizes our existing footprint to minimize impacts on the environment and landowners, and will also allow the power plants access to the natural gas when they need it the most.
And in the process, says Diestel, the project will save electric generators and their customers $1 billion a year and perhaps a lot more. Acushnet is the linchpin to the Access Northeast project. The plan calls for the construction of a pipeline 3 miles long that would deliver gas from the interstate system to a new liquefaction facility at the 225-acre site owned by Eversource. Company spokesman Michael Duran explains that during the fall, when gas is less expensive and the supply plentiful, the plant will turn natural gas into a liquid, compressing it to 1/600th the volume, and store it at minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit in two new tanks.
Very similar to the two tanks we have in this area now. The only difference is those tanks are for our gas delivery customers. These tanks would primarily be for electricity generators.
But there's another difference, and it's a big one. The two new tanks will be 13 times the size of the existing tanks at the site and twice as big as the LNG tanks in Everett. Acushnet resident Roger Cabral is with South Coast Neighbors United. It's a new group opposed to the project.
25% of New England's LNG is going to be in Acushnet, in a residential community, surrounded by homes, surrounded by hospitals, surrounded by schools. It's the wrong spot for this project. Maybe it needs to be somewhere. This is not where it belongs.
Cabral's big concern is not just size, but safety. He cites the out-of-control leak at an underground natural gas storage facility in California.
The governor's declared a state of emergency. They've evacuated thousands of homes. I'll bet those residents were told the facility was safe.
I have no opinion other than being aggressively neutral.
Kevin Gallagher is reserving judgment on the new gas tank plan, but as fire chief in Acushnet, he's had firsthand experience with the existing natural gas facility in town.
For the current operation, they exceed federal and state standards. A 44-year record with no fire-based incidents is one that they should be exceptionally proud of.
At this point, it's too early to chain ourselves to the facility and say hell no, and it's too early to take out the pom-poms.
David Wonar is also reserving judgment. He's chairman of the Acushnet Board of Selectmen. The town stands to collect $10 million a year, maybe more, in new property taxes if Access Northeast is built. It's a third of the town's current budget.
At the end of the day, you got to have what's the right fit for the community, regardless of the financial implications. So I think it's important to divorce yourself from the money aspect of it and judge the project based on the merits.
But Acushnet resident Marilee Kelly has already made up her mind.
I think it's a big project that's really scary for the little town of Acushnet. If it's necessary, I wish there was someplace else to put it.
Kelly is also Acushnet's conservation agent.
The area where they're talking about putting it in Acushnet is a beautiful, wet woods, and it's, you know, heavily populated with a lot of wildlife that is going to really be impacted and basically destroyed by this project. And breaks my heart to have to see it go if that's what's going to happen.
What could happen in Acushnet is already happening in towns and cities across the nation. The natural gas pipeline business is booming as electric companies retire coal, oil, and nuclear plants and replace them with gas-fired generators.
There's a lot of work going on right now and a lot of work being proposed.
John Pecanum is Environmental Project Manager of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The commission has final say on interstate pipeline projects like Access Northeast. Last year, there were 53 new gas pipeline projects pending before the commission. That's twice as many as the year before. And 5 years ago, there were only two.
It's great job security, I'll tell you that much.
But natural gas, which promises a cleaner, cheaper way of generating electricity far into the future, is still a fossil fuel that emits powerful climate-changing gases. And as projects proliferate, so do grassroots organizations opposed to natural gas, who pass along the knowledge of the intricacies of the federal permitting process to stall pipelines and storage projects. And in Acushnet, which the native Wampanoag named for the peaceful resting place by the water, opponents promise that the battle over Access Northeast has only just begun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.